2 Chronicles chapter 15. The Spirit of God came on Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa. This is when he's coming back from the great victory over the Ethiopians, where there was 1 million Ethiopians in the army, and there was only 580,000 men of Judah and Benjamin, and God had given Asa a great victory. And the prophet says, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Now for a long time Israel was without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their distress they turned to Yahweh and sought him, he was found by them. In those times there was no peace to him who went out, nor to him who came in, but great troubles were on all the inhabitants of the lands. But you be strong, don't let your hands be slack, for your work shall be rewarded. So it's as if the prophet is saying to him, okay, you won this great victory. Don't be lifted up in pride. Keep on believing. Don't just think, now I'm safe for the rest of my life. No, keep on believing. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominations out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he'd taken from the hill country of Ephraim, and he renewed the altar of Yahweh. Well, we just read that he did that before this Ethiopian invasion, and you often read this in the historical records, that a king got rid of all the altars and all the images and the idols, and then, he does it again. So it just shows how worshipping idols was so deeply ingrained in God's people. They got rid of them and then they had to get rid of them again. It's like they sprung up again. Or it could mean that when it says he destroyed all the idols, that was sort of on the surface, but people still had them. And we learn from that we as human beings have a great tendency to worship idols, to want to worship something apart from God, to have some other point of devotion in our life apart from the things of God. We've got to accept that that's how we are. We've got to fight against that. He gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those who lived with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh and Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel, the 10 tribes, in abundance, when they saw that Yahweh was with him. So God's people were divided into the 2 tribes, Judah and Benjamin, and the 10 tribes. And the 10 tribes had no good kings. They didn't have the temple in their territory, and they worshipped the golden calves that Jeroboam had set up. But the more spiritually minded amongst them, it says, left, and they went to live in Judah. And that's how we should be, that there are times when you can be amongst the people of God, but like the Israel was still the people of God, but really you feel that there's no true Christians around. You feel that people are really just worshipping golden calves in the name of worshipping Yahweh. And then you find maybe a congregation or a church, an ecclesia, that really does have the spirit of the truth. And it's quite right to relocate, to move from one country to another, from one city to another, to be with the true believers. And that's what happened here, that the more spiritually minded in the 10 tribes came and lived in Judah. They gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the 3rd month in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. They sacrificed to Yahweh in that day of the spoil which they had brought, 700 head of cattle and 7,000 sheep. Well, that sounds good, but remember what David had to learn, that God does not really like huge numbers of sacrifices, but to this man will he look, to the one who is poor and of a contrite spirit. It's the broken and humble heart that God really loves, not 7,000 sheep. They entered into the covenant to seek Yahweh, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul, and that whoever would not seek Yahweh should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. In other words, everybody has an individual relationship with God. Man, woman, young, old. They swore to Yahweh with a loud voice, with shouting trumpets and cornets. All Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and with all their desire, and he was found of them. So if you love God with all your heart, if you commit yourself to him, this is the only way to real joy and true fellowship with each other. Also, Maacah, the mother of Asa, he removed from being queen because she had made an image for an Asherah. Asa cut down her image, made dust of it, and burnt it at the brook Kidron. It's really difficult to challenge a member of your family who is not living as they should, but Asa did that. But the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. So these high places, the idea was that, well, you don't have to only serve God in Jerusalem. You can go up to these high places and sacrifice there up in the hills. But, of course, these places became also places where they worshipped idols. So he should have taken them away, really, but it says he didn't. But his heart was perfect or complete. And that's the idea, that our heart should be completely devoted to God. He brought into God's house the things that his father had dedicated and that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and vessels. There was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa.